ايوه humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru om vishnu parshishmat bhakti pragyan kesava goswami maharaj and same in the lotus feet of my shiksha guru om vishnu parshishmat bhakti vedan swami maharaj especially you know that by the mercy of his guru, by the mercy of Gauranga, and by the mercy of Radha Krishna, Swamiji Maharaj came to Western countries. And in a couple of years, as a miracle, he established the object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here and there in whole Western and Eastern countries. He wanted that all should be happy. They should not live like dogs and hawks and pigs. So, he wanted to make them happy. And that is why he came from India to fulfill the desire of his holy master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada and Srila Rupa Goswami and same of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only to this. He wanted to give the highest class of love and affection. But where to give? Everywhere jungles of Mayabad and so many worldly intoxications and everything. He wanted to make first fertile land. To cut all the desires, worldly desires of all these things. So, first he did so. He cut all the arguments of all these things. Mayabad. I think that in Western countries, very rare Mayabad. All are engaged in sense gratification like dog, hawks and pigs. So, though he could not give all these modes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in beginning, but he wanted, his main purpose was to give this, that all should be happy by chanting, remembering the names of Krishna. I told something about name. What is name? We don't know the glory of name. We don't know what is name. What is initiation? What is all these transcendental things? But they are so merciful. Anyhow, they want to engage in that. Like I told the story in the morning. So Swamiji did so. But his real mood was to give a high class of love. And what is that thing? In Brahma Sanghita and everywhere it is told. What is that? Ananda chinmay rasa pratibhavita abhitavirya eva nija roopa tyagla. Goloka eva nivasat akhilatma bhuto govindamadi purusham tamam bhajami. In Golok, Krishna live with whom? Though all the Golok Vasi are transcendental and they are very much near and dear to Krishna. There are so many Brajavasis, like friends, like father, mother, like others, all are very dear to Krishna. But mostly, Nija Rupa Taya, all the gopis are same as Krishna. The kala of Krishna. They are all actually like Ladini Shakti herself. The kala of Ladini Shakti. Means?
Part of Ladini. Expansions of Ladini.
Expansions of Ladini Shakti. So they are all the gopis are kala of Ladini Shakti. Oh, of Krishna himself. So no difference between them. Krishna is himself. Oh, gopis. And their love more than anyone. And what was that? Unnata ujjala arasa parakiya bhav. Though they were married to here and there. But they have left their husband, everything for Krishna. Gopis has no other husbands. Oh, Krishna is himself. But that mood was covered with yogmaya. To give this high class of love as them. It seems by yogmaya that they are married to other husbands. But really it was not done. It was done only by yogmaya. And this love is more than Rukmini. If Krishna is married to gopis, then gopis were not superior than Rukmini, Shatabhaman, other queens, having so many children and all these things. But Krishna wanted to give world a new thing. And that moved. Done by yogmaya, that even they were swakiya, even they were of Krishna, Ladini Shakti, but it seemed, they are married wife of another, but not that. In Golok, always Krishna lives with them. Oh, Ladini Shakti, Kala, that is Gopi, they are precious. And this love is not even in Yashoda mother, not in Nanda Baba, not in anyone, not in Sakhar. What to tell of Dwarka, Rukmini, Shatabhama and Sita in Ajodhya and others? It cannot be anywhere. So this high class love he wanted. And for this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, himself being Krishna, took the intrinsic mood of Radhika and golden collar. And to know these things, how highest is the love of Radhika or gopis? What they feel by serving Krishna? And what kinds of melody they taste? For these things. Oh, Krishna took intensive mood and golden core and he came to this world. For two reasons. He is a Rashi and he is
causeless merciful.
Rashik, you know? Any word? You should know only Rashik. If you will translate in any word, it will be
polluted.
It will be mixed. Polluted. So, you should know only Rashi. Krishna is a Rashi. Gopis are Rashika. So, he came because he was godless merciful to distribute one drop of that thing. That love. By one drop, whole world, whole universe will be
drowned.
And the modes, three modes of Radhika, to test himself he came. And he went to the Vrindavan here and there, travel. and he sprinkled his mercy even to deers here, to serpents, snakes, elephants,
tigers,
oh, everywhere. Where he looked, oh, that prem was received. So he was called less merciful. And for this reason, oh, Swamiji came, descended from there to give this thing, spanking. Nothing else. No varnasham dharma. Not anything else. Only for this he came. But he told, and everywhere he established Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Ram, Lakshmana, Sita, and so many things. Why he did? Because he saw that all devotees are not qualified to give. They will misuse. And some will, oh, very lusty Krishna. So he introduced. But really, who is Jagannath Baldev Subhadra? First, he did not tell. Because all were not qualified to know all these things. Now he sent, after his departure, after how many years? Oh, now you should know that Jagannath, Baldev Subhadra, Ramachandra, Sita, all are not separated from Krishna, but not same thing. Not same thing. There are some specialities. If you will worship Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, om, adhik se adhik.
At the most.
You will go to where? Dwarka. And you will be made servant of Rukmini Shatabhama. Not more than this. Never. But why he introduced? To make a base. Make a base he did. For Ramachandra. The love of Sita was not like gopis. Oh, it was some control, and that is called marjada.
Social etiquette,
rules and regulation. But Brajaprem is not controlled by anything in this world. Without any wall, without anything. So high class. He wanted to give. He was worried that I could not give. So for land should be first
fertile.
And then I will give that seed. That is why he told, oh, please help my
devotees.
That is why. Now you should know all these things. If you are serving Ramachandra, oh, you can be made servant of Sita only. You cannot serve Krishna. So serving of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra is not serving of Radha and Krishna conjugal. But in link they are like same, transcendental both. But so much difference there. So you should try to realize all this. This is called association. Try to give up all your desires and think that all our desires will be fulfilled by chanting, by serving Krishna. All desires in extent.
To full extent.
Oh, in Golok Vrindavan. There is everything. So don't think that we will lose something. Never you can live. So try to know all this. By so many pastimes of Krishna, oh, Srimad Bhagavat has showed all these things. The process is first to accept a bona fide guru. First here, all these things. And then any bona fide guru should be. If not bona fide, then only by that guru you can have some worldly
reputation,
gratification, sense gratification and all these reputation. Things. No pure bhakti, even not bhakti, or bhakti avhars even not. Semblance of bhakti is not there. Never. So if serving, you are serving Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, and Ramachandran also. Even Krishna, by friends, even by Mother Yashoda and Nand Baba is serving Krishna. But it is not topmost, like Gopis. So Swamiji came to give, sprinkle this thing only. Not less than these things. So first, we should see, beginning from Guru. Guru is who? Krishna himself. Shiksha Guru, his swarup. Diksha Guru, his roop. His roop means, not different from Krishna. Krishna is Guru. So Krishna, so a devotee who is Guru, what should be his quality? That he will be non-difference to Krishna, like Krishna. Guru is like so. Even he can control by his love and affection Krishna also. He should be so much qualified. Then he can give you that class of love and affection. Otherwise he will cheat. He will think that, these are my properties. Anyone should enter in my kingdom. Otherwise, they will take my all gains. They will take my disciples and my all the properties of my disciples. They will think like those. You should know that if I want that my devotees should advance and he should be very qualified to realize this prem, and anyone is helping him, I will make a tutor for them or to and I will pay for something. And if any without any payment he is teaching my disciples, then I should be more happy and indebted to that. Why quarrel comes? Understand this? What I told?
A bona fide guru does not consider his disciples to be his property. He is trying to help them advance in Krishna consciousness so he may offer their love to Krishna. If a junior so-called guru thinks these disciples are my property, then he will become afraid or defensive about a senior Vaishnava who may come, that my disciples should not go and associate or hear from this senior Vaishnava, because then he will take away my property and they will no longer be mine. So this mentality causes quarreling and foolishness, and it's actually not correct, because a real guru, if he saw that another guru could help his disciples make further advancement in loving Krishna, he would be very overjoyed and want that to happen for his disciples.
Yes. So no quarrel. Now this is going on. They are making so many orders and orders and orders. Don't go. Don't go in his class. Don't listen to him. He is minimizing our Prabhupada. He is against our Prabhupada. Because they know the nerve.
Feel the pulse.
By this argument they will be checked, otherwise not checked. If he will use Prabhupada's name, that he is against Prabhupada, then all will listen, otherwise not. And that offense is. So we should be very humble. Try to help all others. for attaining these kinds of love. Oh, we should realize this. So first is Guru. If Guru is bona fide, you can have this prema. He will inspire you in this. And if Guru is not that, oh, how he can give? If a man is not wealthy, how he can give? If he has no $100, how he can give thousands and thousands of dollars to others? He cannot. So we should realize this. Try to think all these things first and then making Guru. Whether Guru is appropriate or not. So bogus Guru can't give. If they know all kinds of Siddhanta of Shastra, but not realization himself, not doing bhajan. I know so many leaders. Oh, very big, big pagdi wala. Here and there. Very stout. They never chant. Never chant, I have never seen. No chanting, no remembering. But Jagat Guru they are. Oh, the Guru of the whole world. Be careful from these Gurus. So, first, you should know about Guru by Vyasadev and his Guru, Narada. I've told so many places all this. But for your remembrance, I'm telling something. You should speak something. Very brief. And try to hear that we will follow.
Om Jnanati Manandasya Jnanandana.
Now, why Narad was unable to write all these things? There was something hidden. And that was when he was not fully surrendered to Narad. He was thinking himself something and also taking shelter of Narad. He was thinking that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, having all appellances. How he can tell lie? How he can steal any weight for another, curd and yogurt? How a gopi can control him? How Krishna, being Supreme Personality, he will come from the womb of anyone. It is absurd. And why he will message the feats of gopis and tell that I cannot repay you? He had no idea of this. So you should say, a personality like Vyas, without the help of fully surrendered, cannot realize all these things. So when he took shelter fully in the lotus feet of his Gurudev, very qualified, knowing all these truths, and then by his mercy he realized. And then, he wrote all these things. You know, there was a transcendental kavi, poet, Jayadev Goswami. He wanted to write all these things, but her heart was trembling by fear. How he can message the Lord's feet of Radhika? He could not write. We cannot imagine all these things without surrender. Nowadays, we hear that Narayan Maharaj is lessening,
minimizing
Prabhupada. Why? Because Narayan Maharaj is telling that Oh, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, was omniscient. Omniscient?
Yes, omniscient.
Right. How it can be? Or Prabhupada was not omniscient.
Omniscient.
So why he is telling like this? He does not know that I am glorifying him. If anyone telling that he was not omniscient, what meaning? He was like ordinary or mortal
being. Human.
Human. He was surely omniscient. They tell like this. If he was omniscient, then why he could not know that his all disciples will fall down from top to bottom, all like. And even he initiated them, and even he gave sannyas, then how he can be omniscient? I told them that he was omniscient, like Krishna. Krishna knows everything. But why he did? Oh, Jogmaya covered his knowledge to test all these things. So Swami Maharaj is omniscient. Wanted to give anyhow a drop of that high class of transcendental love and affection to them. Anyhow, they should come in relation, knowing that they are not qualified. And he get Harinam, even but not knowing the glory of name, very powerful. And same, Harikatha is powerful. Even it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, or Vyas wrote after his guru met, and he wrote, Dharma swanishyatang punsang vishvakasenu kathasuja notpaded yadiratim
Swama eva hi kevalam.
Oh, you are chanting, remembering, doing so many activities. But you have no honor for, no taste for hearing Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna. Then, after some days, you must fall down. Anyone cannot check. But if you have taste in Harikatha, then your name will be transcendental gradually. Your all these services will be transcendental. And you cannot fall down. So, first hear Harikatha. Why Krishna told so many lies? Mother, I have not stolen butter. Why he told a lie like this? There is something very deep meaning. Why he did all these things? Why he killed so many demons? Why? If Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, even demons are also what? The part and parcel of him. So why he is going to kill them? Oh, we'll have to understand. He is not going to kill. He never killed anyone. What did? He
purified them.
Purified them. And gave transcendental, real, constitutional body to them. And they went to Golok Vrindavan.
Only he changed their dress.
He changed rotten dresses to very beautiful transcendental dresses. This is the thing. Those who don't know all these things, they will tell that he killed so many devils. I never tell like this. What I tell? He purified Agasun, not liberation also. Unhone unka udhar kiya.
He delivered them.
Delivered them by these things. Never he killed anyone. Never. He never kills. How is he killed anyone's soul?
No.
What is this body rotten? And this is like a jail, punishment. Oh, Krishna took it. So Swamiji knew everything. He was omniscient. He knew all these things that they are not qualified. But even he gave some relation that in future, very soon, if they are not making any offenses, oh, Nama Parad and Vaishnava Parad, very soon they will come in this line. And that is why you are all coming in that line. At that time, you were chaste brahmacharis and chaste brahmacharini. I know all. But anyhow, we became weak and you are in worldly life, no harm. I think that if anyone taking renounce order, even chanting name also, but offending Vaishnava, they are what?
Bogus
thing. Even taking sannyas. But those who are in family life, chanting, remembering, very humble. And that is why you are coming. It is the mercy of Swamiji. He knew. So, he was surely ominous. I am not minimizing him. Perhaps you will be one
opinion.
With me. He was surely. If a guru is not omniscient, how he can be guru? This is the quality of guru to know these things. He will know the heart of disciple. And then he gives so many things. So, he was omniscient. He was qualified. He knew that this will be done. Krishna knew that after me, whole dynasty of Jadav will be destroyed by this. And even he was doing this thing. Why? Because he knew that anyone of Jadav will not be killed. Or they are transcendental. But Jogmaya will play like this. So, even they were fighting each together and put to death, all died. But Krishna was very grave. Why?
Calm and quiet.
Oh, he was omniscient. He knew everything. By this, I will send all my
associates
to Golok Vrindavan. And next moment we will meet there. So why to worry? If you are all with me, going anywhere that you came from San Diego here, so when we were departing, we are not sad that we are going with Maharaj here. So in this way. So in association, we can know so many deep things. And if you are
constantly.
Doing association with high class of us. So many new things will know and you will be very strong. Today, Gaur Premanandini. Try to observe all these things in your heart. Like very costly jewels. And it will help you so much. There is no any other means by which you can be happy in this world. Only this. Chanting of name and hearing katha. First hearing. Shramanam, then kirtanam. Without hearing, no chanting so much. But you should chant. Hear this and go on. Kaur Premanandini. I think that there will be some
performance. Some musical performance.
They should do. You should quickly do. You can hear from them. At once, so many evidence.